Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a friend and a friend of the show, Eric Hammerling from the Connecticut Forest and Parks Association. He is the executive director, the big dog, the top of the tree, if you will. He oversees all the fun and frivolity that goes on outdoors for them. Eric, thank you for joining me today.
I'm so glad to be here. I hadn't thought of myself as the big dog, the big tree. This is exciting.
So, you know, spring is coming. Believe it or not, we're still in winter. spring is eventually coming. And I know we talked about, you know, you guys have trail day. That's coming up in June. It's going to be here before you know it. You know, there's trail day, but in my mind, every day is a trail day. There's nothing stopping people from getting outside, getting outdoors, going to find a park or a state park and just going for a nice hike at any time of the year. And there's events coming up. We'll get into that. But I mean, what have you heard from people with this winter? Are people like, this is great? You know, the seasons, I'm sure the cross country skiers aren't happy, but there's just been something about this winter that people are like, getting outdoors more because the weather is so nice. And I'm appreciating that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We actually, on January 1st had a, first day hike, in Bloomfield at our farm scenic reserve. And we had about 30 people show up because it was January 1st, but it was also over 50 degrees outside. So, you know, we actually had advertised that event as being one, you know, bring your snowshoes or your cross-country skis if you had them. And we had to let people know, please don't bring snowshoes. It's not going to be great walking on the mud with that. But it was actually, you know, a beautiful day. People are getting outdoors. I think, you know, over the last few years, people have been getting outdoors in record numbers. And you may be aware that actually at state parks, they recorded over 17 million people in 2021 and likely 2022 as well, getting out to state parks. And that was not only an all-time record, but their previous all-time record was right around 13 million. So you can see, I mean, we are really getting outdoors in great numbers, and it's exciting.
And that's a good thing. You know, like we talked about in the past over the past couple of years with COVID and all this, you know, the one thing that didn't shut down during all this was the outdoors, and people kind of got back to their roots, if you will, that getting outdoors, there's just something relaxing and tranquil about being outside in nature that kind of lets everything go away. You know, Trails Day is like that emerald on top of the mountain that, you know, epitomizes that getting outdoors. But you guys do things, and you know, Connecticut Forest and Park Association, you do things all year long, whether it's educational or just fun. And I'm looking, coming up March 11th, I love this because the whole Game of Thrones, Game of Logging Chainsaw Training Class. And that's one of those things, it's amazing. I don't want to say it's amazing, but you know, it being in New England, storms and freak weather events are kind of becoming our normal, unfortunately. So having that understanding of how to use a chainsaw and safety is key is a nice thing to let people understand, like, hey, you know, you can do this in a safe manner and not be afraid.
You're absolutely right, Joey. And so much of it is making sure you have the right safety equipment. We've had in the past people feeling, really excited about getting outdoors, and they see that a tree has fallen across a trail and have said to themselves, "Well, maybe I should do something about this. I'm going to go home, get my chainsaw, and, have at it." Well, I would really encourage people before doing that, learning a little bit about, what a chainsaw can do. There are actually, a lot of techniques that you'll find through, going through training, like the game of logging that you mentioned, that just makes you more confident in the woods in lots of different ways. And to know how to cut in a way that's safe for you and also is going to help to open up a trail for others is really important. So, yeah, we encourage people to be knowledgeable about all things when they're getting outdoors.
And that's one of the and that kind of keys on something I want to bring up later, but we'll bring it up now, is that volunteer core that you have with the Connecticut Forests and Parks. Like, there's a lot of volunteers that a lot of people don't see that are doing things like that, clearing trails that goes unnoticed, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're so right. Well, there are about 900 miles of Blue Blazed hiking trails that go through 96 towns all across Connecticut. And the group of individuals, volunteers, who dedicate their time to, a 2 to 5 mile stretch of trail, unheralded, but doing essential work to keep trails, open and safe and well maintained, is amazing. Our volunteers over the last few years, even during COVID, because, just like the park's not closing, the outdoors never closed. We regularly have volunteers donate collectively, over 20,000 hours to just caring for the trails and making sure they're open and safe for everyone. Those little blazes that you see on the trees to be able to guide your way down the path,
The
they
Bigfoot's
don't
not marking
appear
those at
there.
night.
That's right. It's not elves. It's not wildlife that does that. It's volunteers who, who cut back the brush and, say, "Oh, there's a little bit of poison ivy here. Let me cut this back a little bit." Just trying to make that outdoor experience a positive one.
Now, if someone does want to, if this is the year someone's been hemming and hawing about, I got to get out more, they need that motivation, volunteering to, help oversee some of these trails is an amazing way to do that. How would someone go about signing up or, volunteering their time?
Yeah, well, actually, if folks went to CFPA's website at ctwoodlands.org, we have a whole section there on how to volunteer, and we have a volunteer portal where people can kind of log in, create their own identity, and be able to document their hours and all that kind of fun stuff. We'll also post, pretty regularly on that page, what are some work parties that are happening around, various trails, building a bridge or different ways to improve the footpath. Often, one volunteer manager needs some help, and it becomes a community effort. So there's a lot of information through the volunteer portal on our website, which we hope people will connect to.
And there's a lot of other stuff. Like, I'm looking at, the events. We had talked about the game of logging. There's gardeners volunteer orientation. There's the hike to Brown Hill Marsh and Governor's Island. There's the orchard hike. There's bug hotels. And there's so many things to just learn about. And the bug hotels is one of them. This has been, let's just call it, a weird winter so far, where it's been 70 degrees one day and snowing the next. And I'm preferable to the snowing days because there's no insects that are attacking you on the trails. I feel this year, we haven't had a big winter. This year is going to be definitely one that people are going to be trying out some bug sprays when they hit the trails this year.
Yeah, unfortunately, that I think you're absolutely right, Joey. I mean, having winter and snow and some cold snaps is really important to, knock back ticks that people certainly worry about when they're outdoors, or, other biting insects. Like you, I love kind of the late fall winter to get outdoors because the bugs are, at lower ebb at that time of year. But yeah, if things keep up the way that they have this winter, Unfortunately, I'm expecting a little bit of a buggy year. And
Mm.
we'll see what happens with the trees, you know, which all respond in different ways from different types of weather at different times. And there's a lot of, it's almost as if there is, changing climate going on as we watch here. And it's a little bit of an experiment happening before our eyes, but we'll see what this
Yeah.
year's going to offer up.
It's definitely one of those things you can't just sit back on your laurels and this year is going to be the same as next year is going to be the same as next year. The weather and nature plays tricks on us, if you will, and what it provides. And that's, my biggest the ticks. One of my little guys is like a tick magnet. You can throw him in the middle of a cornfield and every tick will find his way to him. And it's that time of the year when, we're going to start seeing things pop up. There's a beautiful cherry blossom tree down the road from my house that is already starting to bud. And I'm like, no, go back to sleep. It's late February the last week. I'm like, it's going to be an interesting spring when things really start to come to life. How much is really coming to life all in one fell swoop? I think it's going to throw people for a little bit of a curveball this year.
Oh, I think you're right. Just imagine if you were a crocus, Joey. They've been really confused. They've popped up, I think, 3 or 4 times so far, and then have had to kind of retreat. So let's hope when it gets truly warm out there, they're going to be healthy and are going to have nice, showy flowers for all of us. But there's nothing you can do other than try to enjoy the different experiences that you're going to be able to get. And fortunately, there are lots of things to do. And of course, we always look forward to Trails Day at this time of year, even though that's not until June, because this is when we have a number of different trail leaders who are starting to register their events, and people are starting to see, this last year, there were 200 events that happened during that first weekend in June, and hopefully we'll have that much or even more this year. And there's such wide variety. It's a statewide fun effort, and right now it's the leaders of events who are thinking about what new places can I introduce people to, and that's really exciting.
And that's the thing. We do. I say this all the time during the show. And I'm, like a broken record. We are a very small state, but we are a very diverse state. There's so you can go from the oceans to the mountains in about 35 minutes. There's something that if you don't want to do an extraneous hike up a mountain, you want to do a nice shoreline hike or a nice trail that's flat and level. There's trails all across the state, and that is what in my mind CT Trails Day really tries to push to people is no matter what your comfort level or what your skill set, there's trails all over the state that you can get out and enjoy the outdoors.
Absolutely. And whether you're a beginner or someone who's really experienced getting outdoors, it's fun, it's different. There is, like you said, so much diversity of different types of events from and actually, walking or bird watching or biking or horseback riding or even canoeing and kayaking. Just so many different ways for people to get outdoors. And as you said, there is so much that you can do within a short span of space that I always try to hit, 4 or 5 different events, each Trails Day weekend. It's always a logistical challenge to see, okay, well, if I do this at this time and go here to here, but it's really, it's fun. It's a great way to meet new people. And also, one of the great things about it is that each of the events is led by someone who's really familiar with that area. So if it's a place that you're coming to for the first time, you're going to learn a lot from the event leaders.
And you're going to be amongst friends and other like-minded people. I mean, we'll get together again once Trails Day gets closer. But like you said, the website is up trailsday.org, or you can go to the ctwoodlands.org, ctwoodlands.org. They got all the information right there. You got the events, you got trails to find trails near you because spring's coming. Start stocking up on bug spray, wear the long socks. And get outdoors. There's just so many things to do right here in this little state we call Connecticut. And again, joining me this morning, Eric Kamerlin, great friend, executive director of the Connecticut Forest and Parks Association. Eric, let's get some people outdoors. We have a little bit of snow, but it's New England. This is what we're used to. There's no reason people need to stay indoors at any time of the year. Get outside and enjoy all the things there is to do right here At Home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.